My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They had not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Again, really want to remind you how important it is to take care of this temple, your body. Go over to CGRwellness.com, CGRwellness.com. Look, there is such a thing as a cold and flu season, okay? It is for real. And if you're not building up your immune system and taking care of yourself, you're going to be ill, and then you're going to be ineffective. And we don't want that. So get over to CGRwellness.com and build up your immune system today. I am very, very excited to have my next guest with me. I have had the pleasure of being on his program. He's been on my program. I love that he goes and just, you know, gets right there where these people are and inquires, asks the pertinent questions. And I want to welcome to the program Liberty Sentinel's founder, Mr. Alex Newman. Alex, welcome. Good to have you.
Great to be here. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate all that you do.
Oh, bless you. Bless you, my brother. I appreciate you so very much. You're in Egypt, the land of the Pharaoh.
Yes, sir. I am over here as a foreign correspondent for the New American Magazine. We're covering the UN COP27 conference. And the conferences are always interesting. It's always a talk of how fast can we steal your money and your freedom and build up a one-world totalitarian government. But I think an even more important story, and I know you talked about this a little bit with a recent guest, Craig Rucker, yeah. A friend of mine, and that's the religious side of this. I mean, it's never, we've been saying this for a long time. We have interviewed countless scientists who've said, you know, what they're doing here, this is a religious movement. This is Richard Lindzen of MIT has called it a cult. But here they just came out of the closet. They said, we got a new Ten Commandments. They went up to Mount Sinai and did a climate repentance ceremony with a bunch of pagans and, you know, Hindu Jews.
Now, let me interrupt you for just a second for clarification. So they actually went to Mount Sinai.
Yes, they did. Yep. I'm actually heading there later this afternoon. That's a few hours from where we're sitting. The one that they say is Mount Sinai. You know, okay. I've seen good evidence that the real one might be in Saudi Arabia, but the one that they say is Mount Sinai, is a few hours from here. It's about 3.5 hour drive here through the desert. And, originally they were all supposed to go up Mount Sinai. Then the Egyptian government, you know, it's not quite like the U.S. government where, you know, you have freedom of assembly and things. They said to them, no, you can't do that. You can just send a small delegation up. So they took these two tablets. So they painted them green. And they went up there and they did a climate repentance ceremony where they repented of their climate sins, their CO2 emissions, their you know, eating of too much meat, using plastic, things like this. And then one of the guys actually smashed the two tablets, kind of a reenactment of what happened with Moses. And Pastor, it was really interesting. A couple of days ago, I was just walking around here in this UN compound. There's about 30,000 people here. There's been, I think, over 125 presidents, prime ministers, kings, dictators, you name it. And I run into all the ringleaders of this thing. Rabbi Yonatan Narel, who's the founder and chief of the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, also the author of the Eco Bible Commentary on the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament. And so he's kind of like the big cheese here. Also with him were some others, the founder or the CEO, co-founder and CEO of the Peace Department, which was one of the partner organizations that put this together. He gave me what I thought were the most interesting comments. I did a 35-minute exclusive interview with all of these people, and you can find that on our website. It's at thenewamerican.com. I couldn't blow my cover, you know, I couldn't make my political or theological views or even my climate views known, so I'm kind of in disguise there, if you will. Not dishonest, just you know, asking very neutral questions that don't give away my viewpoint, as journalists should do. And one of the things that the CEO of the Peace Department told me was that, you know, we got some bad publicity for calling it a new Ten Commandments. And so we're now kind of reframing that. This is really an addendum to the Ten Commandments. So we're not replacing the Ten Commandments. We're just adding 10 new ones. And he also said we're bringing in a third covenant. We're still working out the details of the third covenant. And he said we're going to build heaven here on earth. And, you know, for an evangelical Christian hearing this, yeah, pretty alarming. So we also had a representative there of the World Evangelical Alliance. Super nice guy, a German guy. And I asked him, you know, there's been a lot of pushback from American evangelicals on this. You know, American evangelicals look at this and they say, hey, you're building a one world religion. You're cooperating with pagans, demon worshipers. You know, what do you say about that? And very diplomatic answer. You know, he didn't have anything bad to say about his brothers in the United States, his brothers and sisters or in Brazil. But he did mention that, you know, there's a lot of divergent viewpoints within evangelicalism. And he claimed that there are a lot of evangelicals in Europe and Asia who really are concerned about, you know, taking good care of the earth and stuff. So fascinating interview, Pastor. And I encourage people to go check it out.
Well, and here's the thing, right? You know, Satan always mixed in a little bit of truth with a whole lot of lie. Okay. So, you know, Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Well, Jesus brought the kingdom of heaven here and we are the ambassadors of that kingdom. And when we are saved, the kingdom is within us and it is here on earth right now. There's not a need to build a new heaven. Christ Jesus brought heaven with him, and when he ascended in Matthew 28, he said, heaven and earth are now mine. I have purchased both of them. They belong to me, and subsequently you are members of that kingdom. But again, now what do? We mix in a little bit of, you know, lie with the truth, and we blur the lines. And, you know, are we stewards, right, over the earth? Well, yes, we've been given dominion. So yes, we're That's stewards. Right. We take care of it. It's part of our conservative Christian nature. But let's blur the line a little bit. How do we separate these two blurred lines, Alex?
I couldn't agree more with everything you said. And what I think of when you're talking about these things is rat poison, right? Rat poison is interesting because rat poison is like 99% delicious, yummy food. It's rat food. And then it's that 1% of poison that actually kills the animal. So we need to be very careful as Christians. Satan knows the scriptures better than we do, unfortunately. I mean, massively intelligent. And you know, to think that he doesn't know how to quote the Bible would be silly. But you know, there's a lot of scriptural warnings about precisely this kind of thing. What fellowship hath light with darkness? What fellowship hath Christ with Belial? Why are we joining forces with pagans? You know, the Bible has a lot to say about paganism, but Paul actually said very specifically, paganism, you are worshiping demons. You are sacrificing things to demons. There's no common ground there. We don't all believe the same thing. Christians believe, people who believe the Bible believe that there is one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus Christ. And if we truly care about these people, if we truly love these people, and we truly believe that, how could we not tell them that?
Right. And well, and, you know, all of these heretical things that have made their way in, even to the American church, the homosexuality. And I mean, you've got pastors now that are coming out and suggesting that abortion is a good thing. You know, we should somehow justify, you know, the slaughter and the sacrifice of innocent life. And all on the basis of what you just said, you know, and really what it is to me is saying Jesus wasn't enough the first time. So we need him to come back a second time and clean up our mess again as if the first sacrifice wasn't sufficient.
That's right. Exactly. And the religious implications of this are very serious. And, you know, this wasn't just a bunch of religious leaders. The Catholic Church sent a delegation to participate. You had some evangelical so-called leaders participating at a very high level, the Archbishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland. I think the implications of this are huge. The United Nations actually participated in official capacity. Their UN Office of Religious Affairs was deeply involved in this. And right before the UN conference got started, the UN Development Plan, the UN Environmental Program, they released a very significant report. And I'd like to quote from it. I don't know how much time we have left, but I'd like to read a few quotes directly from this, because what they're calling for in the, you know, the secular side of the UN is actually very, very clearly a new system of morality and ethics. Here's some of what they have in there. Let me give some of these quotes, because I think you'll recognize immediately that the one religion thing goes hand in hand with what the UN is doing. So here, this is directly out of this UN report that they released for the COP27. Evolutionary processes and ethical reasoning may have interacted in reaching the current prevailing configurations of behaviors and institutions. He says, today's uncertain times have novel elements that present fundamentally new challenges, and those configurations may not be a good match. In other words, the UN is saying that our ethical reasoning, our ethics, right, really the Ten Commandments is the foundation of our ethics, evolved as humans were evolving, and that these configurations, in other words, this set of ethics that we have existed with, may not be a good match for the modern era anymore, because it's causing the climate crisis, allegedly, and the environmental problems. And so they go on to say here, that uncertainty could be a source of knowledge to be mobilized to act differently, something that empowers individuals and societies to adopt fundamental changes in choices that leads people to act according to new moral codes. Okay, this is, again, direct out of the text of the UN report that's coming here. So the secular UN is calling for a new system of morality. The religious side is calling for, you know, new Ten Commandments, addendum to the Ten Commandments. This is huge. This is absolutely huge.
Well, and here we have, and I was just making a note of this, that religion and morality are downplayed even in conservative circles, and yet these people, the quote-unquote secularists, recognize that they need to establish a new morality, a new religion, and they call it a religion now. They're coming out of the closet and calling it a religion in order to build their new world order upon it. So here we are as Christians and a Christian nation, and we are told that we're supposed to downplay our Christian biblical God foundation. And yet the rest of the world understands that in order to build a new platform, they have to establish a new morality and a new religion.
That's right. And it's so very clear here. I mean, some of these religious leaders, and you know, to be clear, as I interacted with these people, most of them seemed very well intentioned. They seemed to really believe that these things that they're saying, I didn't get the impression that they are malevolent. Most of them, not all of them. But I mean, we need to recognize as Christians that what's being discussed here is very contrary to the Bible. And, one of the leaders of this, who again, I spent quite a bit of time with, he actually said, and I'm almost quoting word for word here as best as I can remember it. He said, we need to leverage faith communities. And, you know what, frankly, our religious values, our belief in the Bible, is not something to be leveraged for the purposes of climate salvation or, you know, protecting Mother Earth, right? Our religious views, I mean, this is something that is fundamental to who we are. Christ turned us into a new creation. He granted us eternal life. He gave us forgiveness from sin and a relationship with the Father. This is not something that should be leveraged for, you know, some political, even if you believe in the climate stuff, right? Even if you accept the hypothesis that man's emissions of CO2 are killing the planet, which I think is preposterous. I don't think it's scientific at all.
Right.
Even if you believe that, you shouldn't be leveraging people's religions, people's religious views, people's religious institutions to accomplish some political end, especially when you're doing it without really being transparent about that.
Well, and especially when you are perverting and coercing and changing what the truth is, and exchanging, you know, the truth for a lie. Alex, thank you so much. Yep, exactly. Alex, thank you so much for being with us. LibertySentinel.org and then also New American Thinker, The New American Thinker.
It's TheNewAmerican.com.
I'm sorry.
And all our reporting from here. And thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me on and hopefully we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. God bless you. All right. We'll be back with more, coming up after the break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Rafael Cruz. And listen, I just want to say thank you to all of you that have been sharing the program. I really started talking about this earlier in the week. Two things that you can do, two actions that you can take. Number one, tell people about the show. Share the program with your friends. Share ChosenGenerationRadio.com with your friends. We're live 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, Texas time. Share that with your friends, and you have been doing it, and we have a 150% increase in our viewership just this week, based on you doing that, okay? And all I ask was, is last week we had 41,000 viewers, 1.05 million viewers so far this year. And the second thing is, would you buy me a cup of coffee? Just make a donation, buy me a cup of coffee. PayPal.me/PastorGreg, PayPal.me/PastorGreg, or on Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or at PastorGregCGR on Venmo. Just buy me a cup of coffee. That'll help us with the radio ministry, and it will help us with what we're doing in India, where we have 550 pastors, 32 freshwater wells, our fifth sewing school, 64 widows have been trained to sew. They're now seamstresses with their own sewing machines, their own businesses, so they can feed their families. We have 36 women in class right now. We're going to need to buy 36 sewing machines. We have an opportunity to buy rickshaws to put Christians to work in Punjab, India, as taxi cab drivers with rickshaws. They're asking for those things. We can help people to fish there. All I'm asking, buy me a cup of coffee. If half the people watching this program bought us a cup of coffee, man, it would make a huge impact. Rafael, it's engagement. It's just getting people involved.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you explain a little more what you mean by buying a cup of coffee?
Absolutely. So if what you're doing is you're making a donation, and it would be as if we're sitting in the coffee shop, and you said, you know what, Pastor, let me buy you a cup of coffee today. And you made that $3 to $5 donation. And you can do it at paypal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. If you like the show, if you believe that we're making a difference, if you believe that a biblical worldview and biblical values are critical to saving America, if you believe in the expanse of the gospel and the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, not only in America, but then also with our work that we do with orphans and widows and the oppressed. Look, that oppression that's happening in India is coming right here to America. Don't kid yourself. It's coming right here. And India is the second largest population in the world. And we have an opportunity to have a huge impact in that nation through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can help. And that's what a cup of coffee, just a cup of coffee, even just this week, one cup of coffee this week. Would you buy me a cup of coffee? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg.
Well, Pastor Greg, I'll tell you, let me just speak to your audience for a minute. I have known Pastor Greg for many years. This is a man of God. This is a man of principle. This is a man that, in spite of the challenge that he went to in the hospital for years, when he, with that incredible love of a father, stood through himself in front of his daughter to save his life. And as a result of that, he spent over a year in a hospital and 5 years before he could stand up. And yet, he never stopped sharing the gospel. And I'll tell you, this is a ministry worth investing in. And Pastor Greg, the Lord just told me I need to become a monthly partner of your ministry. And I commit before you today, I will become a monthly partner. We'll talk after the program. But I encourage each and every one of you listening, support this ministry. This is a godly ministry. This is a man of God that is touching a whole country, that is touching generations. To God be all the glory.
To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. Thank you, Pastor Raphael. And I want to just say how much your prayers meant and have meant to my healing process. I know you pray for me every day. And my wife,
I still do.
I know you do. I know you do, brother. Yes, I know you do. And I feel those prayers. And my wife, will never ever forget your phone calls and prayers while I was in the hospital, while I was battling literally, you know, in a way for my life, even though I knew and we believed that God was going to restore me. And is doing that, is restoring me fully. But even still, those prayers meant so much. So I thank you. I thank you so much for that. We are going to take a quick break. Again, folks, please consider, buy me a cup of coffee, would you? Just one cup of coffee will make a big difference. $3, $5, paypal.me/Pastor Greg. paypal.me/Pastor Greg, or at the Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. Same thing at Venmo, @PastorGregCGR. Back after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an AlterShot. Thanks to AlterShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Of course, hour number one, be sure and take care of your temple, CGRWellness.com, CGRWellness.com, free registration. And you can get signed up and try out some of the products. These are products that I personally use. They're natural, fruits, vegetables, superfoods in Vibe. The Resvante has the highest level of resveratrol of anything on the market. They are certified pure at the laboratory, and I really encourage you, and especially right now, we need to build up our immune systems. Forget about the Wuhan virus. Just remember that we are coming into the cold and flu season. That's normal. It's normal to have a cold and flu season. It's also a good idea to build up your immune system as you're headed into that, so you can remain effective and so you can enjoy the time with your family during wonderful holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas. So be sure and check it out, CGRWellness.com, and use the code ChosenGenRadio, $20 off on your first order of $50 or more. As you all know, I was in a catastrophic accident. I died 4 times. I was in ICU for 6 weeks, 3 months in the hospital, broke every bone in my body. And I have used these products to recover from an accident that my good friend who was on the front lines in Afghanistan in a medical forward trauma unit said would have killed 3 men. So I just really encourage you that this is the real stuff. It really, truly works. Cleveland Clinic actually has clinically approved this, and they actually have this on their website. So encourage you to check it out. Go to cgrwellness.com. Also, Alex Newman was with us in the first half of this hour, live from the COP in COP 2022. Yes, they really did go up to the top of Mount Sinai with green tablets, break those tablets, and declare that they were putting out a new Ten Commandments, which of course codifies their whole ESG, which is the environmental, social, and governance. Folks, this is an atrocity. And for those who suggest that as a conservative, putting God first and back in our country is, well, yeah, you know, quit talking about that religious stuff. The secular side, the UN, is saying we need to make sure we establish our religion as its foundation for their new world order. Think about that for a minute. All right. I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. He has served our country in a career with the United States Air Force. He is an expert in the area of defense and self-defense, and helping people to be situationally aware of what is happening around them. And I'm very pleased to welcome to the program Colonel Brian Searcy. Colonel Brian, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Well, we've had two more shootings in gun-free zones. You would think at some point, right, that there would be an awakening, not being woke, but awakened to the reality that if you're going to have a bunch of defenseless and unarmed individuals, that those that have a radical agenda are going to show up at those places to prey upon those individuals.
Yeah, we know for a fact that people that are not prepared, that don't look like they can take care of themselves, that are not paying attention to anything that's going on around them, they're the ones that are much more likely to be the victims to predators. And that falls in line with what you were just talking about. Gun-free zones advertising that there's nothing there to potentially stop a bad actor from doing something really just encourages them. We have to change the habits, the behaviors, and the mindsets that people have when it comes to their preparation as their own first responder, so that is how we can focus on taking responsibility for our own safety, making sure we and our families don't become victims, don't put ourselves in situations where we can be victims, act like we're prepared, and then also have the ability to remove ourselves from being a victim, or if we have to, then be able to deal with it. Like you said, we've had two more shootings. We've also had the big knife event in Idaho. I wrote a book called Prepare for the Real World. The world is not a safe place. And when I wrote that a year ago, I never envisioned that our world would get this much less safe in less than a year. Things are getting worse out there. And the only way we're going to turn it around is to empower everyone in our communities with the ability to be their own first responder.
Well, when you are, you know, of the habit of releasing violent criminals, and when you have these, you know, no bond bails where people come in and it's just a rotating door, you know, you're doing it. Then you have an open border, and we know that the border is an open invitation for, again, criminals. And, you know, Noriega in Nicaragua, because of Biden's horrific policy in deciding to put trade ramifications on him for really no reason whatsoever. Noriega says, well, okay, that's fine. Then I'm going to send my bad guys up across your border. I mean, these are horrific policies, but we, the people who are actually supposed to be in charge, are the ones that suffer as a result of it. Talk to me about some of the things that you advise your clients to do and some of the ways that they can be more aware and better prepared to handle circumstances around them.
Yeah, our program is unique. At least I haven't found anybody else that does it the same way that we do it. And I've based this off of my 23 years in the Air Force and now 37 years of leadership and training. Not sure if you can see it, but I've got Einstein over my left shoulder here and his definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing for well over 40 years. We have this traditional training. We have, you know, human trafficking month. We have suicide awareness month. We have bullying month. But that traditional training, which lasts for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and maybe you have gone to an active shooter scenarios to try and learn what you should do in case there's an active shooter situation. All that traditional training fails for a couple of reasons. The first one being that we have the forgetting curve. You forget anything that's presented to you within a week unless it's reinforced. And then the other thing when it comes to those scenarios, if I show you two or three different things to do in a specific scenario, the chances that the real scenario is going to look just like that and you're going to be prepared to deal with it is zero.
Because so you're relying on that kind of chain memory, and anything that alters from that is not going to trigger the right response.
Absolutely. And that's number one. And number two that is tied into that is if that's something that I would do based on my training and experience and capabilities, and I ask you to do that and you don't have that capability,
sure,
then you obviously wouldn't be able to do it. So with our program, right, we focus on the development of habits, behaviors, and a mindset and a process that you practice all the time on a regular basis so that you learn how to think critically. You learn how to identify situations, assess what's going on, be able to think about what you would do in different situations, and then you're prepared. And then if you absolutely have to, something comes in and you get that hair on the back of the neck or that gut feeling, which, by the way, is a God-given gift, but less than 1 in 7 people today know how to use it.
Yeah.
So in our program, you learn what situational awareness is. You learn all the threats. It's not just active shooter. It's suicide, bullying, human trafficking, harassment. All of these threats are going on in our communities. You talked about, you know, the no bail and people are getting out and doing robberies and burglaries over and over and over again.
Yep.
You learn the 10 critical personal skills that you need to be successful in life and to have situational awareness, which 92% of kids coming out of college today don't have these skills well developed. And then our program empowers the 2190 rule. Pastor Greg, the 2190 rule means it takes 21 days to establish a new habit and 90 days to establish new behaviors. So for the first 90 days in our program, we use a micro e-learning platform to reinforce the development of your own personal process, the learning of the 10 critical personal skills, and your development of your God-given gift of situational awareness. So at the end of those 90 days, now you are out there and you're prepared. Then if something is introduced and you get that hair in the back of the neck, and because you've been practicing this for 90 days, you're right, able, hopefully, to prevent it from happening. That's what we really want. Our focus is prevention. But the irony, right, here is that when you learn how to prevent something from happening and you follow the process we have everybody learn and develop, you also prepare yourself to be able to respond. Because if you just try to teach somebody to respond, you're doing it backwards.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about this with Colonel Brian Searcy coming up right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and 2 others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for a World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Colonel Brian Searcy. I mentioned to you about the suicide thing, which I think is important, but the trafficking thing is something, and you know, in thinking about it, that I think is even more critical relative to external situational awareness. And it certainly is, I mean, right now, as we watch the borders open up, and I've talked to a lot of people, that are engaged in that, and child sex trafficking and sex trafficking in general is replacing the drug trafficking as the number one tool for the cartels to make their money. So they are consistently looking for someone to traffic, and they are bringing trafficked individuals into communities. And subsequently, we have two opportunities. One is to intervene beforehand, stop it before it happens. And number two, be aware that perhaps we are encountering, say, a child that is being trafficked. How do we help that child? How do we rescue them? So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so human trafficking is a big part of what we talk about in our programs. And actually, the Paradis Group is partnered with Voices Against Trafficking. They're a human trafficking nonprofit with a focus to be to keep our kids.
I've been asked to be in on the advisory board
with Andy. Yes, yep.
She's fantastic.
The focus there is to keep our kids from being victims, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of great nonprofits out there. Deliver Fund comes to mind, where they work with law enforcement to put together target packages to catch the predators and to rescue the kids. And then there's other nonprofits that help the kids when they do get rescued. But we've got to solve the problem. We've got to keep our kids from being victims, and we have to educate families about how serious this threat is. It's human trafficking is the second leading criminal enterprise in the United States. And one out of five of our kids every single day are approached on an app on their phone or a gaming system by a human trafficking predator trying to find out how they can groom them for them to enter the human trafficking arena. So in our program with Voices Against Trafficking, it's all about empowering parents to learn what situational awareness is, know what the indicators are of their kids potentially being human trafficked, and then know what to do about it, whether they're the ones that talk to their kids, whether they have somebody else talk to their kids. But we have to energize parents to want to do that and have the ability to do that. And without situational awareness and the 10 critical personal skills that we talk about, parents can't do that. But then the other piece is to educate our kids so that if they are approached by somebody that is pretending to be their age on an app on their phone or on a gaming system,
right,
they don't just take it, hey, I'm going to talk to this person. They ask questions about it. They realize that this is how the predators are coming after them. So we're using both the parents and the kids to keep the kids from being victims. And then the third piece of it, which you talked about, is, and it goes back to why traditional training doesn't work. We've been trying to solve this human trafficking problem for years by having Human Trafficking Awareness Month, where people will go to a one-hour class and learn about these are the things to look for if somebody is being human trafficked.
Right.
But a week or two later, they forget all of that information, or maybe they remember some of it, but they don't know what to do about it if they see it, so then nothing happens. Because our kids today are being traveled all over the United States by human traffickers to be brought into new communities. And people see the indicators every single day.
So let's get to the rubber in the road. Okay. Because there are people who are listening that we would love to get into your programs, but there are people that are listening that's not going to happen, but we still want to equip some people. And that's the reason why you're here. Let's begin by how do people reach out to you? How do they make contact? How would they get into one of your classes?
Yeah, so what we're doing with Voices Against Trafficking is we are hosting every other week a live Zoom event where we introduce situational awareness, the threats, and everything that I talked about. And again, this is partnered with Voices Against Trafficking.
Okay.
Then what happens after that first hour, they enroll in our program. It's a year-long program, and that's where they truly learn and develop the habits, the behaviors, and the mindset. They can contact me at brian@paratus.group, and that's paratus.group. They can go
say
to
that again.
paratus.group. That's the same as our website as well. www.paratus.group.
Okay.
Or they can go to the Voices Against Trafficking website, and they can find out when those events are as well. And then the other thing that we're doing is we're traveling across the United States and working with schools, churches, and civic organizations to set up live events where somebody from my organization and somebody from Against Voices Against Trafficking comes in, and we talk to parents for an hour and a half about situation awareness and then give them an opportunity to enroll in the program.
So now for the sake of time. All right. So I'm at one of your events. Give me two or three things that you're going to tell me relative to, let's say, identifying a child that's being trafficked. How might I assess the situation? Here's an adult, here's a child. How do I know that that's not, you know, dad and his daughter versus predator and prey?
A lot of it is how the adult is treating the young girl.
Okay.
The young girl usually will not have, or boy, because it's not just girls, it's girls
absolutely
and boys.
Yes.
They will not have eye contact.
Okay.
They will act very, very afraid. If they're traveling, the person being trafficked usually will not have any luggage or anything along those lines. They'll be guided and led. One of the things with our program, when you pay attention and you learn what normal is and you see normal behavior of kids,
okay,
then it becomes very easy to see that something is not right with this young boy or girl, with this individual, as they're sitting in a restaurant or they're walking through the airport or getting ready to get on an airplane. But that's why our program is so important, because with our program, you learn what normal is, what normal behavior of kids is.
Sure.
What normal behavior of healthy people are. And then when you see somebody that, and your friends, your family, that something's going on in their life, you're able to pick up on that because you get that hair in the back of the neck or that gut feeling.
Right.
And then because you've learned a process, you're able to do something about it.
Well, it's kind of like that old story, right? You know, the teller that is, they know they have $100 bills that are being passed. So they put the teller in the vault with 1,000 real $100 bills. And they say, find the phony. And the, and at the end of, you know, a week of looking at those, they come out and they feel like they've failed. And then the manager says, no, we wanted you to be so familiar with the real thing that when the fake thing presents itself, you'll know exactly what it is. It's basically the same theory.
Yeah. We talk about left of bang, and it's to prevent things from happening. And
sure,
I didn't come up with that. Major Patrick Van Horn, a Marine, wrote a book called Left of Bang because they developed a program to keep Marines safe when they started patrolling villages. They were going and looking for the bad people. They weren't paying attention to things that weren't normal. Yeah. So they were getting killed in ambushes and IEDs. It's a lot of the same thing. It's
sure.
When you are consistently vigilant, when you practice a process, when you know what normal is, then when something is introduced that isn't normal, that God-given kicks in, which many people have gotten that hair on the back of the neck or that gut feeling, but they don't know what it is. And then they certainly don't know what to do when they get it. And that's the problem we saw. We empower them to know what it is and then what to do about it, based on what they're capable of doing, not what somebody else told them to do.
All right. So folks, if you are out there today and you're listening to this and you say, man, you know, I really would like to know more. I'd like to be better informed. You can reach out to them. Voices Against Trafficking is the website. Voices Against Trafficking, or you can contact Brian Derlectory at Brian@Paratus, Paratus.group. Paratus.group. Brian@Paratus.group. And, reach out to him today. Send him an email and make contact with him today. He'll be more than happy to get back to you. This is a very serious issue. We have children being trafficked. It is the number one issue in Houston, Texas. That's the number one place in the country. But it is happening. Every single major city across this nation right now has trafficking going on. They're grooming kids in our schools. That's one of the big issues that's taking place. And the Mind Polluters talks about it. But it's to groom children and then prepare them to be trafficked. Brian, thank you so much for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
My
pleasure. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.